ابن عباس رضي الله عنه التفسير نزلت في المطعمين يوم بدر. Few kuffar came and they addressed the high ranking disbelievers before Badr. And they said for the duration of the battle, every one of them said, few of them came. The first one said, I will feed 1,000 people for the first day of the battle. The next one said, for the next day I will feed. These are disbelievers to aid to their cause. And you and I cannot feed for the cause of Allah. وَتَكْرِمَتِي ضَيْفِ. The other day I read a very beautiful poem, the long and short of which is the poet says, I love visitors to come to my home. They eat their food at my house and thank me. أَكَلَ طَعَامَهُ فِي بَيْتِي وَيَشْكُرُنِي. You ate your food in my house and you thank in me. That is your rosy, Allah gave it to you. Let the pious come to your house. لَا يَأْكُلْ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِيٌّ. The Nabi of Allah said, let the pious come and eat. This will bring barakah. This will bring happiness. This will bring tranquility in your house. وَتَكْرِمَتِي ضَيْفِي. And I feed the poor. I respect my guests. I entertain them. And the last reason he said, وَتَرْكِي مَا لَا يَعْنِينِي فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي صَيَّرَنِي إِلَى مَا تَرَى. I keep myself away from things that do not concern me. I do not pursue futile discussions. I do not involve myself in meaningless discussions. The narration is in Hayatul Sahaba in Kitab al-Ilm, Ibn Abdul Barr's narration. Nabi alayhi salam walks in the masjid. Abu Huraira is with. فَرَعَى جَمْعًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ. He sees a whole congregation of people. Everybody has converged. Nabi alayhi salam said, what's up? They said, رَجُلٌ عَلَّامَةٌ. O Nabi of Allah, this is a profound man. Nabi alayhi salam said, وَمَا عَلَّامَةٌ. Read the narration in Kitab al-Ilm. What is عَلَّامَة, very learned? Said, O Nabi of Allah, أَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِأَنْسَابِ الْعَرَبِ وَأَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِمَخْتُلِفَ فِيهِ الْعَرَبِ وَأَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِشِعْرٍ وَأَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ بِعَرَبِيَّ. This man's got his finger on the pulse. Speak to him about any skirmish in the Arabs, he will rattle you off. Speak to him about any Arabic or poetry or ancestry or genealogy, he's a super authority. Touch anything on Arabic or family history, the man has the full details. So we sit in and learning from him. Nabi alayhi salam said, هَذَا عِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعْ وَجَهْلٌ لَا يَذُرْ. هَذَا عِلْمٌ لَا يَنْفَعْ وَجَهْلٌ لَا يَذُرْ. This is information that doesn't benefit and ignorance that doesn't harm. If you know, so what? If you don't know, so what? You know the names of, what they say, the wags. A brother keeps me posted. I don't read these articles. The wives and girlfriends of soccer players. So did he break it down for me. But how much do you know about the consorts of the greatest human? My mother is my mother because she told me and I trust it and I have no doubt. But Aisha is your mother because Allah told you. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. Read the rich legacy of the consorts of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What an impeccable life. فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي سَيَّرَنِي إِلَى مَا تَرَى. Oh my young boy, you inculcate, internalize and imbibe these attributes and Allah will give you fame without a platform, respect without wealth, honor without beauty. There was a young sahabi by the name of Rabi'a ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, Bidaya, Usudul Ghaba, Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad and many other kitabs have the narration. He says, كنت فتن لما أشرقت نفسي بنور الإيمان وامتلأ فؤادي بمعاني الإسلام. I was a young boy in the prime of my life when I was fortunate enough to be introduced to the faith of Islam and my heart was enveloped by the sciences of deen. ولما اكتحلت عيناي برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أول مرة أحببته حبا ملك علي كل جارحة من جوارحي وأولعت به ولعا صرفني عن كل ما عداه. And when I set my gaze on Nabi alayhi salam the first time, every other beauty was swallowed and it disappeared. and this became the focal point of my life. I could not worship or respect or revere any other individual. Nabi alayhi salam had attracted all my affection and my love and my respect. So I used to come and meet Nabi alayhi salam and just look at him, admire him, and I used to spiritually nourish myself by looking at him. One day I said to myself, you know, in psychology they talk of auto-suggestion. They talk of speaking to yourself. In the hadith, we've also been taught auto-suggestion, provided we have a spiritual self. There's something like istafti qalbak, ask your heart for a fatwa. You can ask your heart for a fatwa when there is a spark of iman, then it will respond. But when it's dead, you'll make people phone and say 20 days istikhara, no dream. That's our iman. But when you have iman, you'll make istafti qalbak and Allah will give you instant answers. I finished 7 nights, 14 nights, 21 nights. And every day after the istikhara, she phones him and he phones her. Any luck? No, nothing this side. Yeah, that's the reality of our life, brothers. That's the sad reality. If a poor man comes, then the girl is making istikhara. And if a rich man comes, the answer is yes. No, istikhara was positive. Read in Hidayah. Imam Muhammad's call, al-malu ghadin wa ra'ih. Money came today, went yesterday. Don't make that the basis. Don't make that the basis. What Muaz radiallahu anhu said, innakum ubtulitum bi fitnati al-dharra fa sabartum wa inni akhafu alaykum min fitnati al-sarra ala wa hiya al-nisa idha tahallayna bil-dhahab ولبسنا ريط الشام وعصب اليمن فأتعبنا الغني وكلفنا الفقير ما لا يطيق. The giant Mu'adh ibn Jabal said this. Oh my Sahaba, you've seen the era of adversity and you swiftly made your way through, but I foresee and prophesize an era of a fitna of prosperity. Allah, let me spell it out. وهي النساء, I'm referring to woman. Allah وهي النساء إِذَا لَبِسْنَ رِيطَ الشَّامِ وَعَصْبَ الْيَمَنِ, that they will have to go to Dubai and to France to do their shopping. فَأَتْعَبْنَا الْغَنِي وَكَلَّفْنَا الْفَقِيرِ مَا لَا يُتِيقِ, they will tire the wealthy husband and they will burden the poor man. They will tire the wealthy and burden the poor man, and in that way his life will end. They say before marriage you yearn for a woman, and after marriage, the wife becomes silent. You earn for her. Before marriage, you yearn. And that wife becomes silent, never to return. So Rabi'ah said, I spoke to myself. I said, وَيْحَكَ يَا رَبِيعَةُ, a young man. Oh my young boy, may Allah put this in your heart. May Allah put this in my heart. He said, I told myself, وَيْحَكَ يَا رَبِيعَةُ لِمَ لَا تُجَرِّدُ نَفْسَكَ لِخِدْمَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ. Rabi'ah, why don't you fill in an application form and see if you're selected? Put your request as a request to become one of the devout servants of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Go present yourself. أَعْرِضْ نَفْسَكَ عَلَيْهِ فَإِنْ سَعِدْتَ بِقُرْبِهِ وَفُزْتَ بِحُبِّهِ وَرَضِيَ بِكَ حَضَيْتَ بِخَيْرَيِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. If Allah's Nabi selects you and his gaze of affection falls on you and he says, okay Rabi'ah, I will take you, then Rabi'ah, your deen, your dunya, your progeny till qiyamah has been taken care of. He said, I mustered the courage.